I mean, the question is why is the right hand so dominant in halacha? We find that the right hand is dominant in halacha. And I couldn't think of any philosophical reason why the right hand should be dominant. So the way I'd like to explain the halacha is like this. We have two systems. We have a philosophical system. We have a halachic system. The halachic system was made for the public, because the public are not thinkers, and we have to take into consideration if we're going to have a nation of thinkers. So we have to have something, a halacha, which is based on thought, to force them to think in halacha and so as a means to get to become a thinker. But the truth is, not everybody becomes a thinker. So therefore, in the halachic system, we have certain laws based on the psychology of the nation, not on the philosophical reason. Okay? Now, you will notice... So the thing is that in most societies, the right hand, is psychologically, is the dominant hand. Right hand stands for righteous, for justice, for goodness, for strength. Everything is the right hand. So therefore, they had to make a system based on the psychology of the public. So the question is, why didn't we just ignore it? I mean, we could just ignore it and let the people do what they want. Why do we care? Why should we make a halacha about the right hand? The answer is, if you look at some of the arguments, a lot of arguments that husbands and wife have, it's very close to the argument where two people that are married, one likes the toilet paper to go over the top, and one goes... wants it to go under the roll, and you could have a big fight over that. You could have fights among husband and wife over stupid things, and it is so important that you see psychologically it could cause havoc in a marriage unless you work it out somehow. So you see that there can be havoc. My mother was born a lefty, but her father forced her to deal with her right hand. She suffered for it. So she was tortured to use her right hand. For what reason? What difference does it make? Lefties, could operate in life and could be intelligent and could be philosophers. They could be anything they want. Okay? Why is the right hand so dominant? But you see, it's a psychological thing that people are willing to go out and torture their children to become a righty because it's so important psychologically. So because of that, if we allowed left hands to be in dominant, like by the Kohen or by the by Tefillin or in any other area, then there would be a real rebellion. They could not tolerate. These people would not be able to tolerate the right hand. They would not be able to tolerate that lefty could do something of service, of something good, to stand out. So they would actually, to make sure there's no rebellion, we had to make sure to give in to this psychological need, so there shouldn't be any rebellion in the nation.